弟兄姊妹们，福音朋友们，大家好。
Greeting to your brothers and sisters and gospel friends.
今天是我们传福音的聚会。
Today is our gospel meeting.
我想我们先向我们主有些祷告。
So shall we have a prayer first?
主，我们真的是要感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
你的儿女奉你的名聚集在你脚前，主啊，求你照着你自己的应许赐下你的同在。
As your children gather around your feet, may you, according to your promise, grant us your presence.
主啊，在这末后的时代。
In this last day.
这地上的人何等需要你自己的福音。
We people who are on the earth is in such a bad need of your own gospel.
我们何等盼望从你而来的爱。
How badly we hope that you will come among us.
主啊，求你捆绑撒旦一切的作为。
May you bound the work of the Satan.
除去撒旦一切的拦阻和搅扰。
Remove all the hindrance and disturbance from the devil.
除掉这世界对我们的吸引。
Remove the attraction of the world to us.
让你自己的爱来吸引我们，来充满我们。
So that your love attract us and fill us.
愿你得着更多世上的灵魂。
And may you receive more souls that are lost on the earth.
愿你得着当得的荣耀。
May glory be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们先念一段的圣经，在路加福音的7:36-50.
Shall we first read a portion of the scripture from the Gospel of Luke chapter 7? From verse 36 to 50.
如果大家有英文的，你们可以看英文的，也可以再默默的念，我稍微快快的念一下。
And you can also read the English translation.
路加福音第七章的三十六节。
So Luke chapter 7 verse 36.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，香膏抹上。
Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, he began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
第三十九，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。”
When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子请说。
Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?
西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
于是转过来向着那女人便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干，你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚， 你没有用油抹我的头，但是女人用香膏抹我的脚，所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not pour oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
四十八节，于是对那女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”同席的人心里说：“这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？”耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
Verse 48. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
这段经文其实内容比较多，那么我尽量简短的说，大概是两个重点。
So let me summarize this portion of Bible verses. There are two main points here.
第一个点就是有一个法利赛人请耶稣吃饭的时候，那城里有个女人是个罪人。
The first point is when thisPharisees ask Jesus to come for a dinner. There is a sinful woman in the city.
他知道耶稣在这个法利赛人家里坐席，就去到那里找他。
So she knew that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, and she came along.
那么圣经在这里说
，The Bible mentions here.
这些人都知道这个女人在城里是一个罪人。
All the people there knew that the woman was a sinner in the city.
至于她的罪有多少，我们不知道。
But we don't know how sinful she was.
但是在那城里的许多人都知道她是个罪人。
But all the people in the town knew about that.
那么她知道耶稣在这个人家里吃饭的时候，她就去找耶稣。
So she went to see Jesus.
其实这是一个罕见的景象。
Actually, this is quite rare.
因为通常都是我们的主带着他的门徒去传道的时候，都是他去找罪人，很少有一个罪人能够有这个渴慕，或者说有这个胆量去找主耶稣。
So usually, our Lord Jesus, along with his disciples, went around preaching the gospel to look for the sinners. It's very rare that a sinner has the bravery to go and seek the Lord.
我们看到当耶稣行神迹医治病人赶鬼的时候，许多的鬼都能认出耶稣是神的儿子。
We see when Jesus was performing miracles, a lot of the devil could recognize that Jesus is the Lord.
每当主走过的时候，这些鬼没有一个是敢靠近我们的主的。
Every time Jesus passed through a place, none of the devil dared to approach him.
他们都是在远远的喊。
They just stand very far away.
那么这一个罪人，大家都认识的罪人。
However, this well-known sinner.
他为什么愿意去找我们的主呢？
Why did she go and look for Jesus?
而且他到主那里的时候，他不像平常人一样。
And when she arrived there, she just stood there as a usual people.
因为照着犹太人吃饭的习惯，他们在地上，他们去坐席的时候，通常是没有凳子，都是坐在地上。
According to the Jewish custom, they don't have chairs. They just sit on the ground to eat.
也就是说，他们大概是。半躺的姿势，就是上半身是挺起来的，就是半躺的姿势，脚呢就是靠着身后往后边放的。
So they just sit on the ground and reclined at the table.
那么这个女人去找他的时候，她没有别的话说，她只会哭。
So when this woman found Jesus, she had nothing to say but weep.
而且如果照着犹太人吃饭的习惯，如果这个女人要碰到耶稣的脚，她必须是全身趴下来。
And according to the Jewish custom, if this woman was to touch Jesus' feet, she had to bow down and prostrate.
如果她亲耶稣脚的时候，她的头也就是几乎要贴到地上。
If she was to kiss Jesus' feet, her head would be very close to the ground.
那么她到底有多大的痛苦？
So how much pain was she bearing at the time?
以至于他能够不顾所有人的目光，他能够趴在主的脚前。
So that she would disregard everyone's attention and just fall down before Jesus' feet.
这个虽然圣经上没有告诉我们，但是我们如果有经历过痛苦，我们会知道这个痛苦是多么的大。
Although the Bible didn't tell us the details, but if we had experienced pain, we would understand how painful she was at that time.
那么她一直哭的时候，这眼泪就掉在主的脚上。
As she was weeping, her tears fell on Jesus' feet.
这个女人她随身她带有一个存香膏的玉瓶。
And she carried an alabaster jar of perfume with her.
当她的眼泪湿了耶稣脚的时候，她就用这香膏去抹耶稣的脚。
After her tears wet Jesus' feet, she used the alabaster, used the perfume to anoint Jesus' feet.
而且她用头发擦干净。
She used her hair to wipe it off clean.
其实，如果我们稍微听过福音，我们就知道，也曾经还有一个姊妹做过同样的事情。
If we had heard about gospel, we would know that there's another sister who did a similar thing.
这个姊妹就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
And that other sister is called Mary from Bethany.
当然，他们当时的心情是完全不同的。
Of course, they had a different feeling at that time when they anointed Jesus.
但是玛利亚之前是一个什么样的状况呢？
However, what was Mary like before?
也就是说，他在认识主之前，他是一个什么样的状况
？What condition was she in before she knew Jesus？
圣经也没有很仔细的描述，但是我们可以从玛利亚可以看到一些。
The Bible didn't tell us either, but we could find something out from Mary.
玛利亚这个名字是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by the name of Mary？
其实它有两个意思。
It has two meanings.
第一个意思就是苦。
The first meaning is bitterness.
哭。
Weeping.
不是哭，苦。
哭。
痛苦的苦。
Pain. It means pain.
对，我想我们如果为人父母，我们很少会给自己的孩子起名叫苦的。
If we're parents, it's very rare if we can give this name to our children.
他的第二个名字意思就，他的名字的第二个意思就是背叛。
The second meaning of Mary is being betrayed. 背叛。
背叛。
Being betrayed.
所以我们从这里可以大约看到，就是说玛利亚的父母在有她这个孩子的时候，他们生活在一个什么样的状况。
We could probably guess what kind of situation Mary's parents were living under when they gave this name to Mary.
那么还有一点，我们知道玛利亚和她姐姐和她兄弟三个人都是一直生活在一起，我们没有看见有提到过她的父母。
We also learned that Mary always lived with her sister and brother, and the Bible never mentioned their parents.
就是在她信主以后，都一直是姐弟三人生活在一起。
Even after she believed in the Lord, the three of them always lived together.
所以你可以知道他们的家庭生活。我们想不会是很富裕的。
So we can conclude that they don't live in a rich family.
而且在当时以色列人生活的状况。
Also at that time, the living condition of Jewish people.
这个家庭会有许多的难处。
According to the average living standard, this family must have encountered a lot of difficulties.
亲爱的朋友们，如果说我们有幸在这个地上寄居几十年的话，
If we are lucky and we live a few decades on this earth,
你迟早都会发现
sooner or later you will find,
我们到人生的后面，我们剩下的只有苦。
We know that what's left in our life is nothing but pain.
如果用两个字描述，那就是辛苦或者劳苦。
If you use two words to describe your whole life, it's either labor or toil.
如果用四个字描述，你可以说是劳苦愁烦。
If you use four words to describe your life, it is just trouble and trouble.
当然这不是我说的。
This is not said by me.
因为我们知道以色列有十二个儿子。
We know that Jacob, Israel, has 12 sons.
他原来的名字就叫雅各。
His original name was Jacob.
当雅各年老的时候，他去到埃及的时候，他碰见了法老王。
When Jacob was in old age and went to see Pharaoh.
因为法老王见他有一个很好的儿子，所以他很羡慕雅各。他曾经问雅各。
Because Pharaoh saw that Jacob had a very good son, so he admired Jacob. So once upon a time, he asked Jacob.
他问雅各说：“你多少岁了？”
He asked Jacob, "How old are you?"
雅各怎么说呢？
What did Jacob answer?
雅各当时告诉他：“他说我在世寄居的年日是130岁。”
He said, "I was temporary on this earth for." So far, 130 years.
我的日子又少又苦。
My days are short and painful.
不及我的列祖。
Not as good as my ancestors.
但是如果我们从属世的眼光看雅各，我们其实并不觉得他少，也不觉得他苦。
From the worldly perspective, we don't really think that Jacob was poor and short-lived.
现在的人以长寿为满足。
Nowadays, people wanted to have a long life.
130岁是许多人不可能达到的。
Not many people can reach the age of 130-year-old.
苦呢，我们也不觉得他苦。
And neither do we think that Jacob lived a painful life.
他下埃及的时候，他有十二个儿子，而且他儿孙满堂。
When he went to Egypt, he already had 12 sons and loads and loads of grandchildren.
他当年从他兄弟手中逃亡的时候，他一无所有。
When he ran away from his brother, he had nothing.
但是当他回来的时候，他有许多的牛羊，他有许多的仆人。
But when he came back, he had lots of livestock and servants.
但是当他年老的时候，他说他苦。
Yet when he was old, he said,He had a very painful life.
其实就是在他见了法老王之后，他还是再活了17年。
Actually, he lived another 17 years after he went to see Pharaoh.
那么其实我们这么说还是有点抽象。
It is still a bit abstract.
那么请允许我说一下我知道的例子。
So allow me to tell you some examples that I know.
那么曾经有两个姊妹。
There were two sisters.
他们在读中学的时候是在70年代。
They were in middle school when it was in 1970s.
那么在那个年代其实是重男轻女的思想相当严重。
At that time, there is this ideology that males are more important than females.
那么这两个姐妹在读小学的时候，她就得帮父母带她的弟弟和妹妹背在身上。
So when they were even in primary school, they used to help their parents by carrying their brothers and sisters at their back.
那么去完学校，她要回来照顾弟弟妹妹，还要做家务。
So after school, they need to look after the younger siblings and do all the house chores.
那么其实当时他们真的是很羡慕有一个更好的生活。
At that time, they really admire, longed for a better life.
如果我们年纪大一点，我们肯定知道有两本书。
If we were old enough, we know two books.
对于小学生和中学生都很有吸引力的童话故事。
Fairy tale books that are very attractive to young children, like primary school age.
那么他们两个就喜欢看这两本书，一个叫做《格林童话》，一个叫做《安徒生童话》。
And the two sisters love reading those the books. One is the fairy tales written by Grimm, and the other is Andersen.
因为那里所描写的一些故事真的是很吸引，也是小孩子非常向往的。
There are a lot of beautiful stories written in those two collections, and they're very attractive to young children.
里面有一些人想象起来很理想、很美好的生活。
And they describe beautiful lives, which everyone will look for.
但是他们的家里面呢？在当时的社会环境，看小说是不被允许的。
But according to their condition, they're not allowed to read those books.
那么如果家长发现了，就会被打的。
If they discover, they will be beaten by the parents.
所以他们两个就没有少被家里面打。
So yeah, a lot of time they were beaten up by their parents because of this.
那么好不容易他们读了高中。
And then they went up to high school.
读完了以后，没有能够在当年考上大学。
After finish high school, they didn't get into the universities.
当然，我们现在比他们幸运，因为现在读大学要比以前容易得多。
We're lucky now because most of us can get into the university.
在当时，华人考大学有一句话来形容。
At that time, there was one saying to describe Chinese people getting to universities.
那就是千军万马过独木桥。
That is a big army with thousands of horses trying to get across a single bridge.
那的意思就是说，一万个人里面，你如果有一个人能考上大学，那就是幸运的。
Which means it would be lucky if there's one person out of 10,000 people who are admitted into a university.
那么他们没有考上，那家里面呢，也不愿意再供他们继续念书，就要求他们去工作。
So they didn't get into the universities, and the families not willing to provide them continually for more education, and they were asked to go to work.
那当时的社会环境，你找工作还有一个困难，就是你如果没有人，没有熟人，用当时人的话说，如果你没有后门，你想找一个好工作也是不可能的。
And at that time, if you don't know someone who you can go through as a back door, it is almost impossible for you to get a good job.
那么家里面不允许他们再念书，又不想再继续花多少的钱去供养他们。
So the family is unwilling to pay more money for their study.
那么他们就只能去工作。
So they had to work.
那么找工作也很困难。
And it's hard to find a job.
那么他们就找了当时一个国营企业饭店做服务员的工作。
So they became a waitress in a restaurant owned by the state.
那个饭店是一栋大楼，然后呢，它不但有餐饮的，它也有住宿的部分。
The restaurant is in a building. It doesn't only offer food, but also offer accommodation.
他们就到住宿部去当服务员。
So they became helpers in the accommodation department.
为什么呢？
Why?
其实按现代人的理解，你根本无法理解。
It is almost impossible for you to understand.
因为服务员工资很低的。
Because those waitress, their pay is very low.
在当时的话，一个月工资大概也就是二三十块钱。
The pay is about $20 or $30 a month.
而且他们还愿意去晚上去加班。
And they also are willing to go work overtime in the evening.
对于他们来说，道理很简单。
For them, the reason is very simple.
就是住宿部的服务员晚上在加班时可以睡觉的。
Which means, if you serve in the accommodation department, you can sleep during the night.
服务员有个床位。
Because each worker has a bed.
因为他们不能回家睡觉。
Because they cannot sleep at home.
家里面不接受他们。
There's no room for them at home.
所以他们找到这个工作，他们就觉得已经很满足了。
So they were extremely happy when they found this job.
但是过了不久，那些同事们就不满意他们可以在值班室睡觉。
However, after a while, the colleagues are not happy that they could sleep during the evening in the office.
那他们晚上的工作就少了。
So they cut down their job.
所以他们晚上不得不到处去找人家借宿。
Then they had to go around and ask to stay in someone else's house during the night.
我们现在无法理解他们的苦。我们现代人无法理解他们的痛苦。
Modern people, we are unable to understand their pain.
那么后来那个大的姐姐呢？
And then the elder sister.
在许多的人中，她只碰到了一个对她稍微好一点的人。
Among many people, she came across someone who are relatively better to her than other people.
其实在众人眼睛看来，那个人并不是什么好人。
Actually, among other people's eyes, that person wasn't that good to her.
因为在当时的社会，如果一个人经常有去，比如说去舞厅，或者是在街头喝酒，我们不会觉得他是个好人。
Because if someone always go to the disco or drink on the street, you wouldn't think that he's a good man.
但是只是因为这个人对他好。
But just because this person was a little bit kind to the elder sister.
那他们结婚了。
So she married to him.
但是他后来发现，那个人并不是真的对他好。
Then she discovered that the man wasn't truly good to her.
后来这个姐姐去做生意。
And then this woman went to do some business.
也经常亏损。
And also start drinking.
再后来，他们有孩子。
Later on, they had children.
她就把所有的爱放在孩子的身上。
And she poured all her love to her children.
她以为她如果找不到真爱，她可以把爱给孩子。
She thought that if she found true love, she can give it to her children.
但是孩子也不会理解的。
But the children do not understand either.
因为在我们现在看来，这样的去爱孩子是溺爱。
Because in our modern people's, from our perspective, this sort of love is not true love, it's spoiling love.
那么不知过了多久，她患上了癌症。
And don't know for how long. Afterwards, she got some cancer.
刚开始她觉得她还有希望，她还可以去治。
In the beginning, she still had hope, thinking that there are ways to cure.
她以为人间能有办法去医治她。
He thought there's still solution on the earth for her to get healed.
所以她还是继续去赚钱去供养孩子。
So she continued to make money to provide for her children.
那么其实在当中呢，她因为发现前面的这个人并不是真的爱她。
And because earlier she found out that her first husband didn't truly love her.
她离过婚。
She divorced.
但是第二个人也并不是真的爱她。
Yet the second man didn't love her either.
她赚了钱要养家，还要给丈夫吃喝用。
She provided for her children, and she also had to provide food and everything for her second husband.
她对自己人生没有任何的盼望。
And she felt that there's no hope in her life.
他用尽一切的办法。
And she used all ways.
有人告诉他，他搬家换个地方可以把癌症治好。
Some people tell her to move houses to get healed.
你如果从中国来，你就知道那个是一种什么意思。
If you come from China, you would understand what does that mean.
但是他搬家，他也没能够治好他的癌症。
Even she moved houses, it didn't work for her.
后来他终于 认识了主。
Eventually, he came to know the Lord.
他从主那里得到了安慰。
She received comfort from our Lord.
他的人生彻底变了。
And her life completely changed.
虽然他的癌症还在一点一点地侵蚀他。
Although the cancer is still little by little eating her away.
但是他没有以前那种恐惧。
Yet he no longer was in, she was no longer in fear.
我们回到圣经这里来。
Let's come back to the Bible.
我想大家大约了解了一下人生的苦到底是什么样。
I just briefly describe what does it mean by the difficulties in the life.
虽然每个人的经历不一样。
Although everyone has a different experience.
但是像雅各说的。
But just like what Jacob said.
我们在这地寄居到最后的日子。
We're just temporarily living on this earth until now.
我们最后的感觉就是痛苦。
Our last feeling about this world is difficulties and pain.
摩西活了120岁。
Moses lived 120 years.
他说我们可以夸口的只有劳苦愁烦。
He said, what we could boast is but difficulties and troubles.
那么在这里这个女人来找到了耶稣。
Here, this woman found Jesus. He...
那么这个法利赛人怎么说呢？
What did the Pharisee said?
他其实没敢真的对主说这是个罪人，他在心里说。
He didn't dare to say aloud that this woman was a sinner, but he said it to himself.
其实在这里，法利赛人并不是个贬义的意思。
Here, the word Pharisee is not a bad word.
在这个时候，耶稣还没有在碰到文士和法利赛人刁难他的时候。
At that time, Jesus hadn't been challenged by those Pharisees and scholars yet.
这里为什么说他是个法利赛人？
So why did it mention that he was a Pharisee?
其实这是当时的以色列人对这一类人的一个尊敬的称呼。
It is actually an honorable address, to people in Israel.
法利赛人以遵循律法和行规蹈矩而闻名的。
Pharisees were very famous for their obeying of the Lord in all their actions and behavior.
他们所坚守的律法是其他犹太人没有人能够比得上的。
They obeyed the laws and the rules, and no one could compare to them.
他心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
He said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
他其实在心里面已经做了个判断。
She made a judgment in his heart.
其实这也是 为什么他愿意请主耶稣吃饭的道理。
This is also why he was willing to invite Jesus over to meal.
因为他行律法行得好。
Because he was very good in obeying the laws.
而那个人他是个罪人。
However, that person was a sinner.
那么主耶稣在当时已经有了一定的知名度。
At that time, Jesus was already becoming famous.
百姓们都认为他是个先知。
The Israelites believed that he was a prophet.
那么这个法利赛人他觉得我应该请他吃饭。
So the Pharisees thought that I should invite him for meal.
但是他觉得那个罪人他不配得主耶稣的怜悯。
However, he thought that this sinner is not worthy of Jesus' mercy.
这是我们现代人常常有的一个理解。
This is also our modern people's understanding.
我们觉得我们行得好，我们可以请有名望的人吃饭。
We think that we're good, so we can invite those famous people over for dinner.
那个人他行得不好，他不配同桌吃饭，他也不配与那个有名望的人吃饭。
That person is bad in his deeds, so he's not worthy of having meal together with us and with that famous person.
但是我们的主来，他为的就是要寻找罪人。
Yet our Lord come, he came to seek the lost souls.
他来不是找那些自以为行得好的人。
He's come not to look for those people who think they're already very good.
那么耶稣说 这里有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
Jesus gave a story, two men owed money, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
那么主的意思在这里不是说谁有能力还，谁没有能力还的问题。
He's not trying to say that who has the ability to repay the debt and who hasn't the ability.
五两银子如果在犹太人那里换算过来就是五十块钱，五十两的银子就是五百块钱。
So 50 denarios is $500 and 5 denarios is $50.
那么主说的重点是他们无力偿还。
His point is neither of them had the money to pay him back.
那么我们主的意思是什么呢？
What does he mean?
那个法利赛人他觉得他只欠了五两银子。
The Pharisees thought that he only owed 50.
因为他觉得他有很多地方他做得好的，他亏欠神的只有那么一点。
Because he had done very well in almost all areas of things, and he only owed the Lord a little bit.
那么那个罪人呢？
However, that sinful woman.
那个罪人觉得他一生都是欠了主的。
She thought that she owed her whole life to the Lord.
他觉得他根本没办法还得清。
She believed that there's no way she could pay anything back.
那么在主那里他怎么认为呢？
What about our Lord? What does he think?
主认为他们不管是欠多少，他们两个都无力偿还。
Our Lord believed that no matter how much you owe me, none of you has the ability to pay me back.
因为我们在这世间的罪不是我们用什么东西可以赎掉的。
Because the sin that we have made in this world is not something we can redeem by our deeds.
不管我们有多少的钱财，
doesn't matter how much money we have，
不管我们行律法也行得有多好，
doesn't matter how much we can obey the law，
我们还是欠主的，
we still owe our Lord。
那么这个女人呢，她把一瓶的香膏全都抹在了耶稣的脚上。
What about this woman? He anointed Jesus' feet with everything in his alabaster jar, all the perfumes she poured down.
那么这里我们有一个看见。
So we see something here.
她不是在试图请耶稣吃饭，或者试图用其他的财物去献给神。
She wasn't trying to invite Jesus for meal and give some money to Jesus.
她把香膏给主。
But she offered up her perfume.
那么对于这个法利赛人，他给什么给主呢？
What did the Pharisee give to the Lord?
他虽然是请主吃饭。
Yes, he offered the meal to our Lord.
但主怎么说呢？
What did our Lord Jesus say?
主说你没有给我水洗脚。
He said, you didn't give me water to wash my feet.
你没有与我亲嘴。
You didn't kiss me.
你没有用油抹我的头。
And you didn't anoint my head with oil.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
其实按照犹太人的习惯，
According to the Jewish custom,
这是你请一个客人的最基本的礼节。
These are the basic things that you would need to do to a guest that coming into your house.
就是说一个与你就算是比较普通比较好的朋友，你请他吃饭，这三样礼节你都应该要做到。
Even if he's just an ordinary friend coming over to your house, these three things are the basic things that you will do to your guest.
那么这个法利赛人他三个他都没有做。
But the Pharisees didn't do any of the three things to Jesus.
他的意思就是他从心里就认为主耶稣不过是个过路的客人。
So, which means from his heart, he just thinks Jesus is a passerby.
在他生命中并没有那么重要。
He's not an important person in his life.
他请他吃饭，他觉得他已经尽了他的礼仪了。
He believed that he's already given the best to Jesus when he asked him over for meal.
他并不想主留在他那里做他生命的主。
He didn't really want Jesus to stay to be the Lord of his life.
那么这个罪人他完全不一样。
Yet, it's completely different view from the sinner.
他除了不停地哭，
apart from constant weeping,
她把她的香膏给主抹在脚上。
She poured the perfume on the feet of Jesus.
这个香膏我们在玛利亚抹香膏的时候。
From the story when Mary anointed Jesus with her perfume.
有人告诉我们说这个香膏值多少的钱。
Some people told us how much this perfume worth.
其实它的价值不在于是它值多少的钱。
Actually, the value, the point is not how much the perfume values.
你可以说这个香膏它值一个人的年薪。
You may say that the perfume is worth of a year's salary.
但这个不是重点。
But that is not the point.
其实我们还是说到犹太人的习惯和传统。
So back to the Jewish customs.
这个香膏对于女孩子来说是有特别的意义。
This perfume has a different significance to girls.
通常父母生了女孩子就会为她预备一些香膏。
Usually when a baby girl is born, her parents will prepare for her some perfume.
那么到了他们要结婚的时候香膏就已经预备好了。
And until when they're at the age of to be married, this perfume will be ready.
那么这个香膏就是给女孩子她们最爱的人的。
So the perfume is the best gift to a girl.
有些人可能，有些女孩子可能是用一生去预备的。
Some girls use their whole life to prepare for the perfume.
那像玛利亚的家境，我们不知道她是如何去预备。
Like Mary, according to her living condition, we don't know how she would prepare for this perfume.
如果她预备了，她自己预备了这么多年，那就已经是很珍贵了。
If she had been preparing for so many years for the perfume, that were already very precious to her.
那如果是她父母在世的时候就开始为她预备，那就更加珍贵。
If this were prepared since her parents were still alive on the earth, then this perfume were even more precious.
我们知道玛利亚把香膏从主的头上一直浇下来，一直流到脚上。
We knew that Mary poured this perfume from the head of Jesus, and they flew over and until Jesus' feet.
她也是用头发去擦。
She also wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
我们看到这两个抹香膏的姊妹。
These two sisters who both anointed Jesus with their perfume.
她们所表达、她们所献给主的是完全的爱。
What they've expressed and offered up to our God is the perfect love.
这一个罪人在他一生当中，他找不到一个。他爱的人，或者是真正爱他的人。
This sinful woman, in all her life, she couldn't find someone who she loves or loves her.
玛利亚也一样。
Same as Mary.
直到他们遇见了主。
Until they met Jesus.
他们觉得这个主是他们值得用一生的爱去交换的。
They believe that our Lord Jesus is worth of their whole life to pour.
那么有的人说就像在当初在那个玛利亚浇主的时候有人说
When Mary was pouring out the perfume on our Lord, some people said
不值得浪费这么珍贵的香膏
What a waste for such a precious perfume
那么我亲爱的朋友们你觉得值得吗
But our dear friends, do you think it's worth it?
主耶稣怎么说吗
What did Jesus answer?
主耶稣对那女人说你的罪赦免了
Jesus said, your sins are forgiven.
其实如果说你不认识主的话你觉得这句话真的很平常。
If you don't know the Lord, you will think it's very common about this word.
你会像那里的人一样说这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢
Just like the other guests responded, who is this who even forgives sins?
其实这句话的分量很重。
Yet this word is very, very heavy.
第一个，这句话它是带有权柄的。
Number one, this was said with authority.
如果你有一定的权利，你有地位，你可以赦免一些人的债务。
If you have certain position or authority, then you can forgive other people.
但你没有权柄真正的赦免任何一个人的罪。
You can cancel their debts, but you cannot forgive someone's sin.
那么第二点呢
?Secondly,
主说他赦免了他的这个人的罪。
The Lord says, your sins are forgiven.
他要付代价的。
But you need to pay a cost.
他付什么代价？
What cost has he paid?
是他自己的生命。
His own life.
这就是当初玛利亚为什么会去交主的原因。
That is why Mary would anoint Jesus.
所以你觉得这两个姊妹用香膏膏主配不配的呢？
So do you think now that it is worth for those two sisters to anoint our Jesus with their precious perfume?
在我们得救的人来说，我们交多少都配不上主。
According to our salvation, no matter how much perfume we pour on our Lord, it is not worthy.
因为他赦罪的权柄。
Because he has the authority to forgive the sins.
他所流的血。
The blood that he shed for us.
不但现在有效，以前有效，它将来还是有效。
Was not only effective in the past, now, but also is effective in the future.
那我们刚才说到的那个得癌症的姊妹。
So this sister who got cancer that I mentioned earlier.
他上个月已经被主接走了。
Last month, she was received by the Lord.
之前有人问过她。
Before she went, someone asked her.
你现在害不害怕？
Do you still love him?
你现在害不害怕？
Do you still love him?
她说我不再有惧怕了。
Are you still afraid? And she said, No, I'm no longer afraid.
我们人有一句话说，
We have a saying.
如果你快乐，你跟人分享快乐，你就有加倍的快乐。
If you're happy and you share your happiness with other people, and you receive the double portion of happiness.
如果你有痛苦，你跟别人分享，你就只有一半的痛苦。
But if you share your pain with other people, you only have half of the pain left.
但我们的主呢，他不一样。
Yet it's so different from our Lord.
他的快乐分给你，你就有完全的快乐。
If he gives his happiness to you, you will receive a complete happiness.
他的快乐不会减少。
Yet his happiness will not reduce.
他的生命分给人，你就有永生。
When he shared his life to you, then you receive the eternal life.
他还是那位活到永远的主。
And he himself still lives forever.
如果你的痛苦，你分担给神，你交给神。
If you share your pain, your difficulties to our Lord.
他承担我们一切的痛苦。
He carries all our pain and difficulties.
在你不再有痛苦。
Yet you will no longer have any pain or difficulties left.
你可以从他那里满有平安和喜乐。
But you will receive from him the full peace and joy.
虽然我们的身体会朽坏。
Although our body will deteriorate and decay.
但主复活了以后，他应许我们。
Yet after our Lord rose from the dead, he promised us.
在启示录二十一章第四节。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
第五、第六节主说
And in verse 5 and 6, the Lord says,
看来我将一切都更新了。
Look, I'm making everything new.
他又说这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
第六节他说
Verse 6, he said to me,
都成了，我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega。
It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
The beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
那么亲爱的朋友
Dear friend,
你愿不愿意带着白白的生命水喝呢？
Are you willing to receive this spring of water of life free of cost?
也许现在你没有什么难处。
Maybe you are not in any difficulties now.
但是当你见过死亡的人
Yet after you have seen people who died,
你看到人死亡之前被痛苦所抓住的那个状况
If you have seen how painful the person who is dying are gripped by the terror of death,
如果你没有这个生命的救主
If you haven't seen the life of our Lord,
在你人生的终点，你同样要面对这个死亡抓住的痛苦。
Then eventually, in the same way, you will face the pain of a dying person.
那还是你幸运的情况下。
That is if you are lucky.
如果你不幸运的话。
If you are not that lucky.
你甚至不知道死亡在何时接近你。
You didn't even know that when the death will approach you.
撒旦在瞬间就可以夺取人的性命。
Because the devil could destroy your life in a second.
甚至你都来不及呼喊。
Even before you realize that.
我们主来是要报告神约拿人的喜年。
Our Lord come to declare the year that the Lord is pleased with men.
我真的盼望每一个福音朋友都能得到这个白白的恩典。
I really hope that every single gospel friend will receive this grace free of cost. So we'll stop here.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们真的感谢你的爱。
Lord, we really thank you for your love.
你赐下你的大爱给我们。
You have given to us your grace.
你舍去你的生命也是为着我们。
You lay down your life also for us.
我们真的没有什么可以配得献上给你。
We have nothing to offer up to you.
我们可以白白的得着你赐生命的恩典。
We have received freely the grace of life.
主啊，我们真的愿意每一个人来到你面前的人都能够白白的得着生命的泉水喝。
Lord, we truly pray that everyone who has come before you will receive the spring of water of life.
你真的愿意你做我们生命的救主。
We're willing to receive you as the savior of our personal life.
在我们里面有复活的盼望。
To exercise your power of resurrection within us.
求你今天就拯救那些还没有得着你救恩的人。
May you today work your salvation in the heart of those who haven't received you.
愿我们有颗悔改的心来悔改归向你。
Give us a heart of repentance to come before you.
愿一切的国度和权柄荣耀都归给你。
May the kingdom, the authority, and the glory be upon you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.